did it! We did it!
I don't wanna continue hurting you. This is a new year.
What?
We did it! Welcome to our final New 52 season
it's
3.
It's the final countdown.
I mean, the final countdown was like 2 episodes ago. Okay. Welcome. This is the final episode of season 3, our New 52.
Yeah.
And our look forward into our next season.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's our next season called? Come on.
Because why not?
Because why not? Welcome. This is going
to
be a good one.
I can't wait till we get to season 6. Six seasons in a movie. 8 more seasons. 12 more
movies.
We're like
32.
We're like Grey's Anatomy.
32 horror shorts we never released.
Grey's Anatomy.
Run them.
We're never going anywhere. Play the intro, Donald.
So the intro is not done yet. But it is. So we'll talk about it in a second. But at the top of this episode.
Not the bottom of this episode.
We spent one episode looking back. We once spent one episode looking forward.
Scat for me.
Skiddly bebop.
Oh my God, you're so beautiful.
Okay. We've talked about all the stuff from our nerdy whatever. We had a sentimental moment at the end of the last episode. But. We're going to spend one moment this beginning of this episode talking about everything happening this year in our personal lives.
Yeah,
because there's
like
one
everything that did happen, or like,
well, there's
it's gonna happen.
Like, I mean, we talked about last. If
how's
you've
our
been
lighting,
with us,
by the way, I turned that light on. I don't know if that changes
well,
anything.
Whatever.
Well, okay. It's your problem.
One thing, I mean, if you've watched the last, you're gonna do it this. You know, my knee did react. One thing that we did last, if you've watched or listened to all the New 52, we
which if you had, thank you,
thank you. You've been alongside a lot of our personal moments for the last couple of years, because he and I don't have a way of not just revealing our personal lives. Okay. But this year has at least one big event, and I mean, it's yours.
Are I engaged?
Well, and you're gonna.
Oh, are we talking about this year?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, I'm getting married.
Yeah, dude.
I'm getting married.
He's gonna be a married boy by the
you
end
guys
of the
are
year.
Gonna, you guys are gonna whole new Evan, whole new personality.
Oh,
I will
no.
conquer the
it's
world.
It's gonna be the same Evan.
I will conquer.
It's gonna be
the
same
world.
Evan.
I will be on top of that world. I will create the world's greatest podcast ever.
So obviously, with the New 52, we had a commitment that we were going to go out with 52 episodes every single week for
55.
All 52 yes. weeks. And we did it. We did it. And, you know, looking back again, last episode was more about thanking you guys because you deserved it. This episode is more about looking back at
thanking
the New 52. Thanking each other.
We're looking back. We're looking forward, like Evan always likes to say.
But this is a New 52 celebration because we referenced it a little bit. We have been friends for 22 years. And we have been partners, at least in production, for what? 15, 17 years?
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. We have done a lot of production together. And the two of us are the dynamic duo when it comes to that. But the one thing that we always had a problem with, and this is just full transparent honesty, is we had a problem with commitment. We have a joke between the two of us, and we've probably mentioned it on the podcast before, that we like our Greek mythology stories.
Like promising shit because we think we're going
to
do it.
We fly too close to the sun. And it's because we have so much ideas and so much wants, but we overpromise and underdeliver a lot. And the truth of the matter is we wanted at least one thing that we did, and we did it. We promised we'd do 52 episodes, and not only did we do 52 episodes, we started filming the episodes, which was a whole thing. And that leads me to at least our first thing. Out of every 52 episode, what was your favorite part of last year?
From the episodes?
I mean, obviously in your personal life, period, but like...
Oh, I mean, if we're doing both, I mean, obviously I got...
Do your personal
I got
first.
Engaged.
Yeah,
obviously.
Period.
That definitely takes the highlight.
Yes. Good answer, Thalia. Will not kill you today.
That definitely takes the highlight.
But of last 52 episodes, what was your favorite moment?
I mean, I have a few. I'm very partial because it was our first
dip into.
I think you and I have the same
the videos,
one.
Which is the yes, wing episode.
The wing episode.
Obviously, not only were we suffering the entire time, but you know, it was our first video in person, because we did do video before, but it was during COVID and we were online
and it was a different.
It was different. Donald cut out every like 5 minutes. It was a lot.
Yeah.
but it was our first dip into video, and I think because of that, it'll always have a special place in my heart. Another special place in my heart because I love them so much.
Yes.
Our guest episodes. I mean,
which was your okay? That was going to be another segment, but which is your favorite guest episode? I have one, obviously.
I mean, I. Obviously, I'm biased, and I want to say the Thalia episode.
Okay.
Because she's my wife.
Of course. But, and then I'll say the other one. Of course, all of our guests are incredible.
I mean, I think they all killed it. They all brought something different.
I got assaulted during the Sophie episode. Anthony episode was before we filmed, and we had to beat him up because he kept on moving his mic.
Yeah.
We love the Gabby episodes, but
the V-Moger top episode.
The 1 year and a half waiting to unveil that on the podcast, and your reaction was by far one of my most... like memorable and favorite moments ever, and to be in on it, because I tried so hard for so long to hide that from you.
You guys did good. I honestly didn't expect it. Like, I will not lie to you. There was not
he
a
did
point,
not
and
know.
You guys were all like, oh, but like she like almost slipped up, or like this person almost slipped up, and I was like, no, dog, I didn't figure out anything. Like she said that at one point. I went up to her and was like, are you watching One Piece? I don't remember that.
Yeah,
like, I'm sure I did.
Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, that episode, obviously, the Thalia episode, I think they're all great. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what happened in the Sophie episode. We were all just feral.
Yeah, it was.
But the David episode, he really brought us chicken nuggets.
And David, I just love him.
And Anthony and Gabby always just have a great time. So, like, I love all of our guest episodes. Those were definitely.
And we got to unveil the Nerd Slice family.
Yes.
Because at this point, they're the family. You know all of them. You've seen all of them. We don't have to talk about their damn usernames, because it's something that you've always done. I hate.
Well, I want to respect their privacy.
Of
like,
course.
V-Moger Top at this point is just Vicky. Like,
yeah.
Same thing with Aesthetica. Like,
yeah.
Aesthetica.
But
I loved all the episodes. There were so many great moments. I love some of our TikTok clips that just capture everything. I would whistle and like, because like she didn't listen to her name, but like, you know, but whatever. And yeah, we broke up.
You know how many times people outside of this like area of my life
have like shown
have seen that and been like,
also the hold up,
incredible.
I need to find it. There was another one that I was like, this is one of my favorite clips.
One of my favorite things is that we started finally posting on our socials, and the videos are just incredible, because there are moments, and we've been learning to do different things to make sure that we have these moments for social. But
oh, obviously I'm biased to, you know, we're both romantics at heart.
You're
trying.
That one's
great. They're all just amazing.
They're incredible.
Like, I'm looking
and
at
so
all
if,
of them.
If you want to see,
Celery's useless.
Celery is useless.
Iconic.
Might be my favorite, just because of obvious reasons.
Follow us on our socials. We're going to be posting a lot more. That is a promise I am making you guys that we will commit to.
We will get there in a second.
No.
But I have
get
a few
right
more.
Now.
I have nope.
Get to right
I
now.
Have a few more things.
Get to right now.
Hey, I very rarely run an episode. Let me.
Yeah. The last episode you ran, you revealed that she watched One Piece. So.
Yeah, and that was a good episode.
Continue.
Yeah. What has been your favorite cold open? Because I know you're partial, but it wasn't during season 3. His favorite cold open ever is the "Welcome back, we're looking forward" that happened in season 2. That has been your favorite cold open in a very, very long time. But you need one for the new 52. I have my favorite.
What's yours? And maybe
my
it'll
favorite,
spark.
My favorite is when I got back from being kidnapped,
and you tackled me.
I tackled you
because
that was just a thought in my brain. He's like, "So what are we gonna do?"
Really happy you didn't break my couch, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Really.
He was like, "What are we gonna do?" I was like, "I got this." And that was a moment that was like that tackle was a thing that I just thought of in the moment. He started the thing, and I was gonna like walk in, hit his mic away, and be like, "I'm back," but then I was like, "No. I'm sending it," and I just went for it, and it didn't break the couch, and I fully hit him, and last year was so much. As he's looking through our socials to figure it out,
I like the cold intro where it was, I think, like the second or third episode once we got video. Mm-hmm. We just have Papito there on the table.
Papito!
Which we never thanked Papito in our last episode.
It's okay. It's okay. Papito seems to me. The thing is, like,
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I forget so many of the cold intros because I'm on a different level when
those
happen.
I know.
I think I really like also the one, I think it's on our socials, where we were doing the Halloween one and I have the Pikachu and I'm going, Pikachu, Pikachu. And you're like, what? I'm like, because I got so many, like, what's happening? My mom literally screenshot and went, I have questions.
That's incredible.
But yeah, I love the cold intros, our pepperonis, as we've trademarked.
Our pepperonis. The new 52 is, we did it. And, you know, we, like I said at the beginning, we've always had a problem with consistency because we want to do so much, but you know, being able, like there's, and we'll talk about this in a sec, actually, this is the next thing, because I like to keep us honest. There's a lot of things that we promised, but the fact that we promised 52 episodes, and now you're getting 55, and the fact that we have done this every single week for an entire year.
I need to buy you socks. Why do you wear two different socks?
I'm having a moment.
I know, I just... This is like the fourth time I've seen you do this.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna, under the veil. The reason Evan runs the episodes is because if Evan doesn't run the episodes, his ADHD kicks in and he is gone.
I don't have diagnosis.
Okay. So we promised 52 episodes and we hit 55. And that's huge for us. And I want to have
Stop
a moment.
Hitting my chain
I want to have a, okay. I want to have a moment where, hey, we did it.
We did do it.
Nice.
We did it. It was hard.
It was fucking hard.
It sucked some days.
We talked about that last episode, but we did it. Now let's talk about the shit we didn't do. Because we made a lot of promises that we did not keep.
I'm also going to squash this right now. 2024 is going to be great. We're going to go into everything that we are going to do.
Yes.
I also want to talk about things that we're not going to do. And I'm so sorry to disappoint so many of you. We are not making an OnlyFans. That is not on our 2024 list. Total, that's not on our 2024 list, right?
No, it's on our 2025 list, though.
Ooh, maybe. Okay. Maybe. But yeah, I mean, right off the bat, do you want to go into the one that we always talk about that we say eventually we'll do?
The horror shorts?
No.
Oh, shit.
Starts with a P.
Party animals?
No. Although,
as you can see, there's a lot of them.
Think exclusivity.
P. Patreon. No, but
or something of the sort.
The thing is that we've joked. Patreon has been more of a. You're still getting over that cough.
Yeah. I really should go to the doctor.
No, you're fine. Patreon has been more of a joke for us, but we're gonna get into that in a second. No, we promised a lot of things, and truthfully, we really did have good intentions. For example, we really were going to do the horror shorts, but that's...
Yeah, do you want to know how this... Ready. Donald, as we mentioned, has to go on a various work-related trip.
And that started right around October.
Yeah, and I went, yeah, guys, like, we have more than enough time. And I, like, 3 days before we were supposed to do it, texted Donald and Anthony went, I need you guys to be completely honest with me. I was like, I have just started filming.
Yeah.
Are you guys even anywhere? And both of them went, absolutely not. And no. I went, so we're not going to half-ass this.
No.
So let's just not do it.
And so we never mentioned it again. We said that we were going to do a special episode. Obviously, we a lot of good intentions, but I started getting hyper busy at the end of the year. And I just did not have enough time to make an entire short film. And that's a me thing. I should have had... We made a promise and we should have delivered, and that is something. While the new 52 was our promise to each other and to everyone that we're going to do 52 episodes, our promise this year is that when we say we're going to do something, we're actually going to do it, even if it's not. The problem that we have is that we want things to be great.
We're pioneers and we want to do pioneer things. But then we get really scared that we're not going to do those pioneer things. And then we drop them because we're scared.
Yeah, we.
But this year, we're not scared anymore because we're just going to do it. Yeah. And if it's good, it's good.
Because
if it's not good, an impossibility. Because of course it's going to be good.
Because why not?
Because why not?
And that's why...
Which is the pre-evolution to Boba Fett. Anyways. That's a clip right there.
So the horror short films. This is a back thing that we were planning to do. Now that it's the new year and the new 52 is... With this episode officially over, I referenced it a little bit on the New Year's Eve episode. I didn't get kidnapped, but we were going to do this entire thing that the government was attacking me and they sent me out and I was supposed to record little bits in the place that I was and send those for the recording. We never did that. And I'm being honest with you because that was a responsibility that I had and I couldn't do it.
I think
because I got busy as hell.
Hey, listen. I'm okay with the curb that Santa kidnapped you. I think that came out so much better.
I think it was funny, but then we were going to do a video of you fighting Anthony.
Dressed as Santa. Yes.
Dressed as Santa. But once again, it was the end of the year, and I don't know why we made that promise, because we did not have enough time. I got back, and the year ended.
I still
want
to do it. Anyways.
How about we do it? We'll get to that. And there was other promises. Other things that we promised and we didn't really deliver on. But a little bit of the sour always comes with the sweet, and those were the promises we made. But this year, as we said, we're gonna do them anyway, because why not? And they might not be great, and they might not be exactly what we want them to be, but they're gonna be, so why not? And so with that, the new 52 comes to an end. The new 52 comes to an end, finally, 55 episodes later, and we did it, and that's awesome, and the next season, we're going to do so much more, and so we're going to sit here and talk about what our plans are for this year, and we're going to, everything we say we're going to do in one rhyme or reason, and it's going to be because we love doing this, and... The first thing that I am promising, but I am telling you now, is that we're going to continue the weekly episodes.
Yes, that is just a thing.
That's a promise that we made to each other. We're going to keep the weekly episodes, but there is a caveat.
Yes, and Thor likes using this word a lot.
We're going to talk about the caveat later, but I'm going to express this now. A lot of things are happening in our lives. You're getting married, and we're going to do as much as we can to have everything ready beforehand.
But that might not happen.
But
and we want to be transparent with you guys.
Yeah.
That we will always do our best, like we did this year, mm-hmm. to deliver on that promise of weekly episodes.
But
and we will do our best.
Yeah.
And like Bumble said, we have a little thing to talk about later in order to ensure that.
Yes.
The second thing, Tono is gonna buy new socks. So that way he stops wearing mismatched.
But they can't see my grippers.
But I can.
Okay.
The second thing.
If you want to leave.
We are going to be starting to post some other content.
Yes, we are.
As well, as we've wanted to for a while now.
Are getting a Party Animals episode.
You are getting a Party Animal episode. Most of this content is going to be found on our YouTube channel.
Yep.
Our Spotify/podcast area will be mostly for our podcast.
It will.
We might throw on some other little things here and there. That Tono and I will talk about, but some of the things that you can look forward to that we are trying to plan out are one, very in-depth reviews. We like to do reviews, but we don't really go into specifics because that takes large chunk of time, and because we don't like spoiling things for people. We try to.
And the thing is that if you've been watching, you've noticed that there are a lot of times we've done reviews, but recently, at least... The last review we did was Fall of the House of Usher.
Mm-hmm.
But we speed through them because we feel
we don't
like
spoiling.
This isn't a platform to do entire reviews on.
Mm-hmm.
And we've decided our first piece of content that we're revealing to you is that we're going to do reviews because reviews were our bread and butter.
Yeah. I like to think that Bono and I are more episodes that we are more prepared for are one... our ranking videos, because we usually know what those are going to be beforehand.
Yes.
And our reviews, because when it's fresh, when it's fresh in our mind, and when it's something that we're both really interested in, we could talk for hours.
Yep.
So we are going to be bringing some reviews on certain projects that we want to do, like movies that are coming out this year. Maybe if I beat a game, I'll do a little review on the side as well. Mm-hmm. Just a little things to give you guys, and those might be as short as 10, 15 minutes. They might be as long as an hour and a half.
Yeah, and we're saying this now. Reviews are still going to be on the podcast, but they're going to be what we've done, which is
just,
yeah, how'd you feel about it?
What would you rate it?
What would you rate it? Any kind of things. If you want the spoiler, if you want to hear what we really think, because I can be obnoxious with the amount of information that I know.
I've seen it.
Yes. So if you like the in-depth stuff,
we can do that.
We can do that, and we're going to do that.
We will do that. We're also going to be doing, I don't know whether to call them segments, whatever we're going to call them. But little things that Evan likes to do, little challenges, kind of similar to the wing challenge that we did.
Those are going
to
be little specials that we do.
Little specials that don't take up an entire podcast.
Because we, truthfully, for the wing challenge, we were trying to pad time.
We were trying to figure out a way to integrate it in a podcast format while also doing, which we did pretty well.
Yeah, but there are times where you and I are just suffering where we could have cut out. And we've talked about this. And so those... The wing challenge and other challenges, like, we'll unveil this one. A challenge that he's wanted to do is very weird food, specifically because I don't like food.
Donald's not a food guy, so I want to do weird food combos and stuff like that. Maybe different challenges that are trending all over TikTok, social media, different little things like that to also throw on there as well. We might also probably throw in some gameplay in there as well.
Nerd Slice was originally a gaming channel.
Nerd Slice was originally a gaming channel.
And at least one will definitely be a party animal stream. I'm going to get the Nerd Slice family, the ones that play video games, to kind of jump on. We'll have maybe one or two videos of all of us playing party animals.
So you can
fucking
expect
around.
Us to play with like Aesthetica, Vimogratov,
Anthony. Maybe we pull in some of the greater family like George, Raspy that you've talked about. And everyone like that, just because I did promise a party animals stream. It's not going to be a stream. I don't have the time to have a stream, but we will be posting some gameplay. And if you would like us to post more gameplay, it will not be like often. We're not doing this.
We're not converting into, but if there are certain games, and honestly, I'm going to be straight with you guys. We're not going to tackle like 40 plus hour games.
Yeah.
I've talked about how I really want to play Final Fantasy. I don't think I'm going to record Final Fantasy, but shorter games that we know we can crank out to you guys efficiently.
Yeah.
We can do. Maybe we can do story-based games if they're a little bit shorter, like the Outlast games or Five Nights at Freddy's, something like that.
Yeah. It's something that's a little bit more enjoyable for us. Also, once again, I'm assuming that some of you have watched this for a while. I'm not a gaming person. I don't play games very much. I play games with my friends because I enjoy being with my friends. But I don't play story-based games.
It's true.
I don't do that a lot.
I'm still stuck on the first boss of Elden Ring.
No. I beat him.
Oh, you beat him?
I beat him.
Nice.
Yeah. So...
play the rest of the game.
When I have time. But we're going to try to do a few more gameplay things. So if that's your vibe... definitely
and
check
obviously
those out.
As things come out, we will tell you where to find them. Primarily, like I said, most likely YouTube for now. Is there other things?
I mean, we're gonna have a lot of transparency wise, we've cut this up into three different things. We have segments that are going to be things that we unveil and are going to be things that we just put on the YouTube channel. Some of those, like you've mentioned, can be gaming, can be Anthony
challenges.
Mentioned. No, that's.
Okay,
let me cook.
Go off, King.
Segments are going to be things that are more episodic. Gaming, reviews, stuff like that. Anthony talked about one day maybe doing like breakdowns of certain visual effects or movies. Or for him, it would be fight scenes or choreography, which is his specialty and I think would be very interesting. And so we might play around with those type of videos along the line of like, I'm using this as an example. It will obviously be different, but along the lines of like what Corridor Digital does with
a very technical sort of thing.
Yeah, because
instead of just like a ha ha ha, it's gonna be like I really like how this like which is something that you know we have a little expertise in that would be interesting to learn new things to also kind of appeal you guys if some of you guys are interested. We have friends that have different aspects. We have. Some friends that are really into animation.
Some people that are very into K-pop.
Some people
I'm
really
down
into K-pop.
To listen to Aesthetica or Gabby talk about K-pop because I don't know damn thing about it.
Oh, I'm sure that if we ask him to rasp, he can talk for hours on
about 40K.
40K or like,
and if you would like to watch us play an entire 40K game, I think he would
be so down. It's so long, but
it'd be
so, fun.
So down. I'd cut it up, obviously. Yeah. But we understand that this content might not be for everyone. We understand that this content might not be watched. But we had a discussion at the beginning of the New 52, which is we weren't going to do it for the views. We were going to do it because we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And if you're along for that ride, we would love you to be. And we want you to be part of the family. And we want you to join the ball pit with us. And we would like
become
you...
part of that ball pit family.
Yeah. But it's stuff we enjoy. And we're going to film it because we want to bring you along with our crazy friends and us. And... show you into the things that we love and give you a place that you can love it with us. So that's segments. Specials are going to be our food episode. Maybe me and Evan box each other.
That's going to be Evan's bread and butter.
Maybe I make Evan boxing each other.
Not the boxing.
Oh, the specials.
The food.
Oh, the food.
I mean, we can box too.
There's going to be an episode where Anthony takes us through his ninja training, which is going to be horrible. And so a little bit of those things that are a little bit more us, like in real life, the camera moving around and stuff like that, just to bring you along the ride, because those things that we do are fun. And I think that us boxing would be the funniest thing in the world.
Sure.
And then finally, as much as it's been a joke, the last category is our exclusives.
Exclusivity. You guys can be a part of that.
And that exclusivity
club
means that our joke of Patreon is going to be real now.
Or some other exclusive thing.
Yeah, some other exclusive thing. But the thing is that there are a few things that we want to do as part of this, like,
we don't want to make exclusivity just for the sake of exclusivity. We want it to really be worth what it is that you can be a part of, in a way that we deem is fair for everyone.
And I'm going to pull down the curtain, because Dalia brought up a very good point of the fact that we're not doing this for the money. We're not doing this for the views. We're not doing this because we want there to be exclusivity. We're doing this because... I've worked in the industry for a while. Not Hollywood. I've just worked in the marketing industry for a while. And there's this one thing that always becomes a problem, which is copyright. Copyright is a huge problem when you're trying to post something on YouTube, because whether it's fair or unfair, it is what it is. And it becomes a problem when we're trying to do these things where we're just trying to show media, because at the end of the day, that's what we love. And so there are just these few things that we just cannot post in a place where it can be open to everyone.
Yes. So like we said, we are nailing that down. We are discussing what we think would be some of the content that we post on there. Some things that we can say is you will maybe get some early access to some specific videos, maybe some monthly exclusives, things like that, just to give you guys some ideas that
you'll get early access to all the workshopping. Videos. You'll get early access to all the videos. You'll get a lot of in-depth into any of the stuff that we do. You will get exclusive videos, because that's the entire point of the things that we want to do. And I am, just to drop the curtain a little bit, some of the people in our greater group, they want to be part of this, but due to some limitations and stuff like that, would not feel comfortable in a place that is open to everyone. And so we're doing this so that they can do these things that we truly just love doing and want to do it with them in a place where they feel comfortable with that being there. And then also, like I said, the copyright stuff, because if I have to fight YouTube because of the lo-fi music one more time, I might actually go crazy.
It's good lo-fi music.
No, it's great lo-fi
great
music,
lo-fi
and
music.
It's a small complaint. YouTube, it's copyright-free lo-fi music. And if I have to fight you every single video for you to be like, oh, you're right? Come on, man. It should be like somewhere in the notes of YouTube that the come on.
Also, if you've been here for a long time for our exclusive content, our good friend David's going to have a very enjoyable role in all this.
So that's primarily the reason that we're doing this is because David, not primarily, one of the things that kind of made us fall into this is that David offered to do a piece of content that I need to exist.
Yeah. And
but that cannot live on YouTube, and it cannot live on normal sites.
Yes. And to specify, it is not in the realm of OnlyFans before you guys freak out. But it is something that we think is
hilarious.
Going to be hilarious.
So good.
And we would love if we had some people that can exclusively watch that.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the things. Like I said, we're workshopping.
And of course, if you have any opinions, if you have any thoughts.
That's your question of the day. Any content ideas, any exclusive episode ideas.
No, and any thoughts on what we've just said.
Yeah, if there's anything you're looking forward to, anything that you want to see, anything that you are prepared for, definitely let us know.
Yeah.
That being said, we did say in the beginning we had a little announcement.
Wait, one more thing.
Okay, don't lose y'all
that
one thing.
I have one promise that I'm making right fucking
He's
now.
He's making right now. He's cursing and everything to show how severe it is.
This year. We're making the fucking horror shorts.
We are making the horror shorts. We are going to make, and this is something that...
Don't.
No.
I'm scared.
No, because it's something we've already talked about. It's something we talked about. We might make like a little cool little intro because we've always wanted to make an official intro. I don't want to tell you guys what it is because we have an idea.
No. The intro is...
It's something I can't guarantee when it will be released.
No.
Hopefully in the next few months.
Yes.
But it is something that we are working on in the background and planning out because we are very excited for the concept that we came up with.
Yeah, and it is so us.
We're going to make the horror shorts probably towards Halloween to give us time to...
We're going to start making the horror shorts as soon as possible. Start concepting them. As before, it would have been each of us in our own little area. I'm taking that role out.
Yeah, I think we're just going to make horror shorts and we'll figure it out.
Part of the content that we're making, and this is more on the special side, is that we're going to, you and I and the entire group love the thought of making films. But we make a lot of them, but never to the final extent. And I want to give us an opportunity to truly make them, but I do not want to promise that they're going to be at a certain time because I want us to make them without reservation, but I am promising that we're making them.
We can also use Anthony's black camera. It's pretty cool. So those are just something.
With all those caveats, obviously we've promised a lot. We've told you a lot. And
there is a catch with
There is a catch with all of them.
Which is...
Do you want me to give the forefront before that?
No, I got it. I mean...
Well, I'll tell them.
Donald's going to be gone for a
bit. I'm going to be gone. Like I've mentioned in the last two episodes, work is wonderful and obviously it pays the bills and everything like that. But I have responsibilities and the responsibilities will realistically mean that I am in and out of Miami where we do this a lot in January. And then on top of that, we have learned from our mistakes. We have learned from flying too close to the sun.
Yes. We decided to take a little step back because we are incredibly happy with everything that we did this year. And we are incredibly happy of where we are going. But we did want to kind of give us time to not only one... Like Donald mentioned, we could very easily, like we did last time, have someone step in, figure it out. We can do all that. And I'd be content with that. But we also want to give ourselves time to really flesh out these things that we just mentioned to all of you, to allow us to plan out, hey, how are we going to get these gaming videos done? How are we going to, what special episode are we going to plan first? And really iron out everything so that way... You guys get the content that we want to deliver.
And
we're not going to be gone for too long.
No.
We're going to be gone like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
At the time of this episode.
So this episode comes out January 3rd.
Yeah. By
this is truthfully the last episode you will be getting until the end of January.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean we're going to be gone. That doesn't mean that this is going to be a normal thing. I'm making that decision. We are making that decision for, as he said, two reasons. I'm going to be gone, and we want to give ourselves the ability to take a step back and plan because we make these promises without a plan.
Yeah, and we want to not fall into that again.
Yes.
So, obviously, like we said, you will be getting some stuff here and there. We're going to still release some stuff on our social media.
Yep.
Our social media, maybe a little look back at 2023. Different little things like that. But, you know, this will be the last you see of us in a weekly setting for just about 2.5 weeks, three weeks.
And we're also doing this to take
a little break.
Because
we love this. We do. We love doing this.
But we've done this for 52 weeks.
It will be a little nice to not have to stress about, oh shit, we can't film this day. We need to edit. Oh gosh, we need to do this. The file corrupted, you know, et cetera.
We've done this. We're using this time as a reward to...
It's like a reward.
It's a reward for us to take a step back, take a breath, enjoy, rest on our laurels, and plan.
And look forward to everything that we're going to do. So, as always, we want to thank you guys. We have a lot that we want to do, obviously. And like we said, we wouldn't be able to do any of this without you guys. Stay tuned for any updates. Once we start cranking things out, you guys will obviously know. And we are excited for season 4. Because why not?
So thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys, as always. Today's episode
is sponsored by The New 52.
The New 52. Not the comics.
Because it is done.
Yes.
The New 52 is officially over.
Yes, that is today's sponsor. And I did a question of the day. We did question
season,
of the day.
Season 3 officially comes to an end.
Mm-hmm. So thank you guys, as always. Make sure to look out for what we have in store.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you guys in the next few weeks.
See you guys.